are the newly discovered $Z/SIM$13 dropout sources Starburst galaxies or quasars, by Fabio Pacucci et al. The detection of two Z approximately 13 galaxy candidates, Hurricane et al. 2021b, has opened a new window on galaxy formation at an era only 330 mega-years after the Big Bang. Here, we investigate the physical nature of these sources. Are we witnessing star-forming galaxies or quasars at such early epochs? If powered by star formation, the observed ultraviolet, UV, luminosities and number densities can be jointly explained if I, these galaxies are extreme star formers with star formation rates 5 to 25 times higher than those expected from extrapolations of average lower redshift relations. E, the star formation efficiency increases with halo mass and is counted by increasing dust attenuation from Z approximately 10 to 5. E, they form stars with an extremely top-heavy initial mass function. The quasar hypothesis is also plausible, with the UV luminosity produced by black holes of approximately 10 to the power of 8 MSU and accreting at a slightly above the Eddington rate, FEDD approximately 1.0. This black hole mass at Z approximately 13 would require challenging, but not implausible, growth parameters, in line with what required for Z approximately 7.5 quasars detected thus far. If spectroscopically confirmed, these two sources will represent a remarkable laboratory to study the universe at previously inaccessible redshifts. This was, are the newly discovered $Z/SIM$13 dropout sources Starburst galaxies or quasars, by Fabio Pacucci et al.